The case is closed on whether humans caused the climate emergency we're in. 99.9% of scientists say we did it. Yet some people still deny the facts. And a big part of that is down to the fog of doubt being spread by those with an interest, shall we say. This is especially true in the United States, where over the years, fossil fuel companies have funded misleading information, wrongly suggesting the science isn't settled. Just like the campaign by Big Tobacco to cast doubt on the link between smoking and cancer back in the 1950s. Get this, petroleum giant Exxon knew from their own scientific research about the dangers of CO2 emissions in the 70s and 80s. An internal document from 1979 stated that increasing fossil fuel combustion will cause a warming of the Earth's surface and dramatic environmental effects before the year 2050. They were right. And what do? Nothing. Or actually, worse. Fossil fuel companies kept insisting human-made climate change was unproven. And in the meantime, raking in trillions of dollars at the expense of our planetary health. Today, social media makes it easier than ever to sell a lie. But in October, Google and YouTube announced a new policy that prohibits advertisers and publishers from making money from ads that deny climate change. However, there are still plenty of alternative takes out there. Some organizations are shifting strategies from outright climate denial to questioning how fast we need to cut emissions and who's going to pay for it. Kind of admitting defeat, but opening up a new line of attack to slow progress. The bottom line is, there is no scientific support for the continual denial of climate change. But there are plenty of ways to spin the truth. Be careful of what you hear.